Amnesty International New Zealand recently delivered three petitions with 19,300 signatures to the Iranian embassy in Wellington. These petitions call for an end to the execution of child offenders and also highlight human rights abuses against women and those who defend people on death row. Jessica spoke to Amnesty International Community Manager Margaret Taylor, who is asking for New Zealand to play a part in speaking out against this. She started the interview by asking Margaret about what events Amnesty's petitions focus on.
The global rules that say the death penalty should never apply to those who commit crimes as children. So right there, that's the key concern that Amnesty International has with the death penalty in Iran. But actually, we're totally opposed to the death penalty anyway. It is a revenge, not a justice-based action, and it fails to address concerns. You know, it fails to stop crime. It fails to stop drug abuse, that kind of thing. So it doesn't even work.
And can you tell our listeners a bit about the three petitions that Amnesty International has delivered to the Iranian embassy in Wellington and what these focus on?
Sure. So we handed over almost 20,000 signatures from concerned New Zealanders calling on the Iranian government to stop executing child offenders. But also we wanted to call on the Iranian government to respect women's rights, and particularly those women human rights defenders who have spoken out and are currently in detention. So they include Nazmin Sotoudeh, who is a high-profile and world-famous lawyer who works every day to protect and promote human rights, but her voice is silenced because she is in prison, facing 38 years in prison for doing her job. But we also have darling Yasmin Ariani, who is, along with another Monterey, a few years ago, they just walked through a train carriage full of women. And Yasmin wasn't wearing a hijab, which you have to do. It's compulsory in Iran. And her mum was wearing a hijab. The point they were trying to make was whether you wear a hijab or not, it should be your right to do so. So the pair of them were facing 6 years in prison simply for challenging, you know, the right to wear what they wish to wear in Iran.
And can you speak at all to the sort of the background and the history that has led to this treatment of children and women in Iran?
Look, I think the history just increasingly over since the Shah was toppled and a religious leadership was put into place. It has been a very regressive leadership because it has repressed human rights, whether that be freedom of expression, whether that be the ability to speak out and criticise. Iranians certainly don't have free and fair elections. They just voted for in a new president, but so many of their people couldn't vote. And the new president is Ibrahim Raisi, who is a former head of the judiciary. But Amnesty is calling for him to be investigated for crimes against humanity. So, you know, it's like decades now of a repressive regime, and every step of the way, people who do speak out have been targeted, and particularly those people who might come from an ethnic or religious minority, and certainly more recently, as the good people of Iran are protesting, peaceful protest has been met with crackdowns that have seen thousands of people, including children, killed.
And how long has this sort of treatment been going on in the country, or has this just been happening recently, or have we only just been hearing about it recently?
No, well, I guess Amnesty International has been campaigning for rights to be respected in Iran for decades. I think that some people might have never heard of what's going down in Iran, but certainly it's the issues that we have been consistently raising for decades now. And while some progress has been made, we have also seen a lack of progress in other areas. So, for instance, if you talk about the death penalty, Iran had a change of law that meant that people using drugs or abusing drugs should not face the death penalty any longer. And when that law was passed, it meant that the number of death sentences dropped, which is a good thing. But Iran still does have the death penalty, and it uses it inappropriately, and in fact it shouldn't be using it at all.
And globally, Amnesty International has said that there's been a trend away from the death penalty. So how has the international human rights community responded to these events in Iran?
Well, again, every community is different. People that will criticise... So Iran is regularly criticised for its human rights abuses. But, of course, there are very few countries with clean hands, actually. So human rights abuses are carried out by most countries. So the allies of Iran will stand up and support them, and the opponents of Iran will stand up and condemn them. And such is the way of the world. Our aspiration as Amnesty International is to say, you know, whether you're an ally or whether you're an opponent, you should be speaking out against the human rights abuses that Iran visits upon its own people.
And Amnesty International has delivered these petitions to the ambassador in Wellington. Do you believe that this is a priority issue for the ambassador?
Look, probably not, I'd say. It's up to us to make it a priority issue. And when you have close to 20,000 signatures, that highlights the deep concerns that are felt by New Zealanders. So that's why we were very keen to take those signatures with us, because they represented the concerns of so many New Zealanders. And it's up to us to keep the pressure on. And while we were on site, we did do a lot of social media posts and footage that we can use to raise concerns on social media about the Iranian government's actions. So it's up to us to keep the pressure on that way.
And what would Amnesty's calls for New Zealand be to support or condemn what's happening in Iran?
Sure. Well, as a country, New Zealand has long been an opponent of the death penalty, but it has long been a supporter of women's rights. So we set a good example on the global stage, and we would certainly encourage the New Zealand government, and we are aware that they do this in conversations with Iran, to follow the leadership that New Zealand has in both those arenas, actually. So I think it's important that they hear from us that there can be another way, and we're a shining example on both fronts.
That was Amnesty International New Zealand's Community Manager, Margaret Taylor, speaking to Jessica about petitions against the death penalty in Iran.